Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality. Tonight my guest is Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy, and there's no joy like spreading joy. Marie has a desire to make a difference for others when she stopped to look at their situation, and she opened up and began her nonprofit organization, Spreading Joy. And what Marie does is she teaches people going through challenges about computers, buys Christmas gifts for kids that are with their mothers and fathers that are having struggles, and she also buys school supplies. And what Marie does is opens the world up to see the possibilities and the enterprising endeavors from within. And so without any further ado, I want to welcome the author of Spreading Joy Daily, Marie Weichel. Welcome to the show, Marie.
Thank you, Rob. As always, I'm so excited to be here. I really enjoy our monthly talks, and I'm just thankful for you for how you always help and how you're always giving, and you just make a difference everywhere you go, and I appreciate that.
Well, here's the thing about it. It takes selfishness to have a recession. It takes everybody going together to live in peace and prosperity.
Yeah.
And see, here's something since I've talked to you. People are scared to see somebody else do better than them because they feel left out. And you know, this is what spreading joy does. It's unleashing the selfishness to be unselfish with oneself, to be unselfish to the world. That's my point of view of spreading joy.
It's true. It's true. A lot of people are, they're not happy for other people when they do well. Man, I tell you, I am always happy when someone does really, really well, or they reach a goal, or they hit another milestone, or they move to the beach. You know, I mean, they set their sights on a goal, and they work for it a little bit every day, and they make it. And what a lot of trouble comes sometimes for people that they'll set a goal, and they think that their steps towards that goal or towards that dream are too little, and so they stop. They think, well, that's not enough. This year I didn't accomplish enough, or these last 2 years I haven't done enough. But every step towards a goal, towards your dream, towards what you want to do, that's a step forward. So focus on that. But a lot of people, they get discouraged and they quit, and they see what they perceive as other people's successes around them, and so they let that discourage them when they don't realize that they are successful right where they are, right here, right now, they are not. So I try to encourage people to keep going. But, yeah, it is, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing for a lot of people to be happy when other people are doing good. But it's a huge thing. People need to hear congratulations, and they need to be validated for what they've done. And, I mean, every one of us do. And it can be a little thing, but a lot of people struggle with that.
And, you know, the thing is, to success or to attain any intention or the goal you desire, it's called the S&H stamp. That's too stubborn to quit, too hard-headed to know when you beat, stamp it in. Ain't that basically the truth?
It really, really is. Because sometimes it's like, you know, you never know. You could be on the verge of whatever it is you're seeking, and if you stop, you might miss it. And I know that a lot of times keeps me going. It's like, okay, do I do it this way, or do I do it that way? Or, you know, you just keep on until you find, you know, what works for you, what's comfortable for you. And the thing is, it is easy to get discouraged, but you just keep going. You keep at it, and you don't give up.
You know, Marie, something I've really discovered is hindsight is the biggest leader to failure, because it's really what makes you start second-guessing yourself, take a different path, rather than stay just another 2 or 3 weeks on the same path, and it opens up. But you, a lot of people quit because it feels uneasy before that choice really makes sense to them. Mm-hmm. Hindsight is a dream stealer. It's not a 2020 thing. It's It's really a dream stealer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the things we like to talk about here at Spreading Joy is because, you know, you can learn from your past mistakes, but you know what a lot of people do? They don't. They dwell in the past. They dwell on the negative. They dwell on what was wrong and what didn't happen, and they let it defeat them. But you gotta keep going right where you are. You gotta plug away a little bit every day, and along the way, making a difference for somebody else too. That'll help you because you're taking your eyes off yourself for just a few minutes and focusing on someone else, and that always helps, no matter what situation you're in.
You know, you just said something, and I'm going to get your opinion of this or your viewpoint. You know, when people set an intention, they make all the focus on them rather than how the intention is going to expand other people's lives. When you set an intention, you got to see how that write out and understand that intention is actually expanding the whole world, and that opens you up to a new paradigm. How do you feel about that?
It does. When you are not focused on yourself. I mean, and, you know, we have to focus on ourselves sometimes. But if it's always me, 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 I, what I want, what I need, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on some pretty great people. You're going to miss out on some pretty great blessings. And you're going to miss out on some joy that you can't compare with other things. You've got to open yourself up for that. And sometimes people will be like, well, there's risk with that. There's risk involved. You don't know what's going to happen with the gift that I give. You know, you're exactly right. You can't control everything. But what I tell people is do what you can, give what you can, and let the natural blessings flow. Let nature take its course. You can't always control what happens to the gift that you give. A lot of people won't give a homeless person money because they think that they'll go and they'll get alcohol or whatever. But you can help them. And when you give without regard to who gets the credit or having your light and bright your name in bright shiny lights, and you just give just because, then that is a beautiful thing all by itself. So yeah, you gotta give a little bit. You gotta focus on other people. You gotta step back from your problems for a little bit and think, okay, no matter how bad I have it, there are other people that have a whole lot worse than me, even right here in this country, not to mention all around the world.
And, you know, here's something. You know, when people give money, they want to put strings attached. When you give that money to them, it's no longer your money. It's theirs.
Yeah.
You never know. That drink they go have may be the last drink they ever take. You just never know.
Yeah.
And you also have something called Joy for the Journey, inspiration, encouragement, and motivation for the journey. And how is what we're talking about, Joy for the Journey?
Yeah. We are, you know, I love social media. I love Twitter. I love Facebook. I love LinkedIn. I love social media because it makes the world around me a little bit smaller. I can connect with people halfway across the world that I might not ever get to see in real life, but I can connect with them and I can build friendships with them, and I have done so. There's several people, if I ever get to Australia, I know there are several people I'm looking up right away. But Joy for the Journey is an in-person time. We come to your group. We come to right where you are. We discuss your needs and your group's needs because we want to encourage you. We want to empower you. We want to motivate you to have joy for your journey, regardless of the circumstances surrounding you. You cannot change your circumstances. You often cannot change some of the things that are happening to you, but you can change your outlook. You can change the way you see things. You can change the way you think about things. And we want to help with that. Like with Spreading Joy Daily, the book that I wrote, a lot of people tell me that they can't make a difference every day because they can't afford it. This book has over 100 ways to make a difference without spending a single penny, just in this book. Then there are ways that it would only take a little bit, like you could buy a set of note cards and you could make a difference for several people. But the thing is people feel like they can't make a difference. And when we come to you and we encourage your group, We show you how you can make a difference. We show you how just putting a dollar or two together with a group of 10 or 12 ladies can make a huge impact for the nursing home down the road. A couple of moms that are going through toys for their kids, they could take those toys, those stuffed animals, let's just say only the stuffed animals, nothing else, only the stuffed animals that they want to get rid of, and instead of taking them to Goodwill or Salvation Army that's going to turn around and sell them, take them down to the Battered Women's Shelter and give them away. Take them over to the nursing home and give them away. Not only are you doing that, you're spending some time. I mean, walk through the nursing home and give them away and give a hug with each one of them. You are going to brighten their day because a lot of people in nursing homes never get visitors except for maybe Christmas. So you have no idea the impact you're going to have. And that's the thing, Rob, with Spreading Joy, a lot of people want that, they want that information right now. They want to know how they're making a difference. You know, and I do too. I like to know that I make somebody smile. Very rarely do I ever know what happens with what I give. But every once in a while, somebody will send me a message or somebody I'll wake up to an email and say, hey, you know what? Yesterday, your tweet got me through something rough, or your newsletter, or this article. I needed this article. It doesn't happen often, but what it does, it validates what we're doing. And I want to encourage people that even if you don't see right here, right now, how your giving is making a difference, keep doing it anyway because it is. It's like a ripple in a pond. You're never going to see the end results of it. But trust me, it's there. Like the housewife mom. She's working around the house. She's teaching her children to give of themselves and to do things for other people. And, you know, she wonders if it's really sticking and she wonders if it's really applying to their hearts, and she's not going to know until they're older. And when they're older and they are not teens that feel like they are entitled to everything, then she's going to see it. So just be patient. If you are giving and making a difference, that's the first step. Don't get discouraged because you're not sure if you're making a difference. Just know that you are.
And Marie's website is spreading-joy.org, and up in the right-hand corner is a donate button. And, you know, I know school isn't out this year, but it's getting towards the end, but, you know, it won't be long until it's time for the kids to have school supplies again. And so help Marie open the eyes and let some school kids enjoy their new day, their first day in school.
Yeah.
And what's the kids like the day they get the school bags and stuff from you? Tell people the emotional landscape.
Yeah, it is amazing. I wish everybody could be there, and I wish we could record the whole thing. But, you know, there are some pictures and videos and stuff online that you can see. And we talked to some of the kids about what they wanted to be when they grow up. And it's just amazing because, you know, with Christmas, they're getting toys and they're getting fun things, and you know they're going to be happy. But when it's back to school time, they're getting school supplies. I mean, they're getting pens and pencils and the things that they need, necessary things that they need, maybe not things that they want, but things that they need. But you know what? They are thrilled. They are happy because they do have these things. And I guarantee you, some of them probably have walked into the first day of school without everything they needed. Just because when you look at their reaction, they're happy. And we usually feed them a hot dog meal, not anything extravagant or expensive. We just bring them in for a good time and give them out the book bags. And they're digging through it, and they're excited because they got a whole pack of pens, you know, and a whole pack of pencils. They get, you know, 10 usually comes in a pack, and they get the whole thing, and they get to keep it. Because, you know, you got 7, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, but they're not going to last a long time. They're going to get lost. So it's really an emotional time because they are happy to be getting something that they need. You know they're going to be happy when they get something they want, but they are just overjoyed to get something that they need. So a few years ago, we started doing a little more, putting in some things that they would want. We put in some gummy bears, and we put in some crackers and some other little snack packs, and we snuck in some Reese cups in there. And the very first year we did that, I remember one of the girls was going through it, and no one knew yet. We didn't tell the kids. She was going through her bag, and you would have thought she pulled out a $500 bill. She yanked the Reese cup out of there, and she waved it in the air. She's like, look what I got. And she was so thrilled, and everybody stopped what they were doing and opened up their bags and grabbed out the Reese cups. You know, it was just a 50-cent little Reese cup, but it was just a great treasure to them. So, you know, we are very thankful that we can do things like that for them, to give them a little more than what they need, to give them some of their wants. And it's an awesome thing to be able to do that.
And that's very good. And the address to mail something to Spreading Joy Corporation is Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And also, it's a 501c3. It's a nonprofit, an IRS-approved nonprofit organization, so your tax deduction, it is tax write-offable.
Yep.
But, Marie, how is this world afraid of joy, peace, and prosperity more than war, do you feel?
People are afraid to be happy, I think. They're afraid to feel joy. They're afraid. Just to really let go, because you know what? Life is hard. Life is difficult. A lot of people think, and they really do, they're like, oh, you're spreading joy because everything's good and wonderful and fine. And no, I know. Life is hard. There are people that cry every day. There are people that wonder, how are we going to, you know, pay our light bill, or are we going to buy food? They got that choice to make, and I know this, and I've been there. You know, it's not an easy thing to do. But people, you know, when things are rough and things are hard, or people have made wrong decisions and now they're living with that, they just feel like that, you know, they don't deserve happiness and joy, but they do. They do. They need to free themselves from that guilt. They need to step back and say, okay, you know what? Yeah, I kind of botched that. I messed that up. But I'm going to fix it. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to change what I can. I'm going to fix what I can. I'm going to accept the rest. I'm going to move on. And that's not even easy to do. I know this. But we have to do that. And part of doing that is giving back to other people. And that's why we're here, Spreading Joy. And we want to empower people to be able to do so. Our book that we have online, Spreading Joy Daily, is an easy, easy to read book. You can literally pick it up on Sunday, start with that day, read through 7 days, 6 days, in a matter of probably 5 minutes. Get yourself some ideas. And every day throughout that next week, make a difference for one person, just one person. We are also right now, you know, we're looking for monthly partners. Anyone that would partner with us and just give $10 a month, every month. Think about if we had 100 people doing that. If we had 200 people doing that. There would be a lot less people having to decide, okay, do I pay my electric bill, or do I get my medicine, or do I get food? Because there's a lot of people that, you know, they are working, but they don't make a whole lot, and they make too much to get government assistance, so they don't get food stamps, and they don't get help there, but they are struggling so much that, you know, sometimes they have to be without power for a couple of weeks, or they have to do without their medicine for a couple of weeks just so they can get food. So there are people that are in that in between, and we want to help them, encourage them. We want to do what we can for them. So this month, the month of March, anything that we get in, we're going to kind of put towards food for families. We're doing that this month. I'm going to update my website for $10 Tuesday in a couple weeks. So we're going to do that. But, you know, you never know when you make an extra batch of chili, or you make an extra batch of cornbread and you take it to wherever. You never know the huge gift that you're giving. So I encourage people to do that. And on our site, we have several links that have ways to make a difference without spending a single penny. People, you know, you can, when you go to the store and you have buy one, get one frees, take all of your get one frees and donate them. Anything that you got free, donate it. Have your children get involved. Have them help out. Have them make a difference every day, and you'll raise kids that don't feel like they're entitled to everything. You're going to be raising kids that like to give, and that's a huge thing to sit back and watch. So, we just want to be able to encourage people to partner with us and make a difference?
You know, everybody, if you make somebody smile in a day, that's spreading
mm-hmm.
joy.
Yeah.
But here's something I've really expanded. A lot of people talk about giving and giving, but you know something I've really expanded into, Marie, that most people want you to give to them.
Mm-hmm. They really
do. And you know, that's the thing. So, but here's the thing about spreading joy. It's from the heart. And Marie's website, spreading-joy.org. You know, Marie, when you're in amongst them kids and you're seeing the light, how much self-esteem is that for them to have a new bag and to walk in with kids that have more affluence? And with the bullying today and all the kids' meanness that's out there, how do you think just having a bag feeling equal makes them feel towards other kids?
Yeah, it really, you know, if we never did anything else at Spreading Joy other than back to school and Christmas, that would be sufficient for a lot of kids, because a lot of times when they are walking into school and they're using last year's book bag, they are immediately targeted. And there are so many people trying to do what they can to help with the bullies in the school, but they're there and they're going to be there. And as long as kids are afraid to step up and tell, they're always going to be there. But being able to hand them over a brand new book bag, when they go to school and they've got the brand new book bags and all the other new school supplies, it automatically helps remove that target from them. It helps them to be able to hold their head up and have confidence that, okay, this is starting out good. This is going to be a good year. We can do this. I can do this, especially in those critical years moving from elementary school to middle school and then moving from middle school to high school, especially there. Because sometimes no matter what you have, it's not enough. The boys are going to find you, and they're going to pick on you, and they're going to make your life miserable. But sometimes, though, you know, if they look like they have what they need and they've got themselves together, they got their heads held high and they're confident, then that'll help reduce them and being a target. So it really does help. And not only does it help their self-esteem, you know, when they get older, they're going to remember this. They're going to know. Because kids are smart. Parents think they're hiding things and you know, they try to make things as happy and pleasant as they can. But kids are smart and they're resilient. And they know, but when they get older, they're also going to know, hey, we got some help. And now that I'm a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or, you know, an EMS worker or whatever it is they are, they're going to turn around and get back and help other people that need it as well. So that's another reason why I say you're never going to know the effects that you're giving and you're helping and how you care is actually going to end up. You do not know.
You know, that's something else. You know, how is, do you feel, Marie, the breakdown of the family fabric in this country, and as much, even though everybody says that this country is very anti-family as far as I'm concerned, how is that playing
mm-hmm.
into the bullying and everything else? Because bullying is actually a low self-esteem of the bully, don't you feel?
I do. I feel like if parents knew that their child was the bully, I feel like eight out of ten of them would be mortified. They would think, oh, my goodness, I had no idea, because that's not how they raise their kids. But their kids have such low self-esteem that they do. They pick on the more weaker, vulnerable kids, and I think a lot of parents would be surprised. But, you know, when you are working on functioning more as a family, doing things more as a family, you are enabling your children to do a couple of things that most kids can't do. Number one, you're enabling them to trust you with anything. That's one of the things I always stressed in our family, because we did things together all the time, but we would always have some time, too, where we just talked and said, okay, you can talk about anything to us. You can come to me with anything at all. And know that we're going to love you. And you might have some difficult days to face, and you might have some difficult decisions to face. But no matter what you come to us with, we are going to love you. And when you have those family values established, If your child is a victim of being bullied, they're going to know that they can come to you and that you're going to help them through that. When you are giving together and you're teaching your children to make a difference just with what they have, whether it's having your child get the door for somebody or say thank you, or, you know, somebody speaks and if your child's naturally shy, just look at them and, you know, and just say, be polite, speak back. I mean, you can teach your child to be a giver. There were times when my daughter would, she would just give so much of her stuff away, and I'm like, don't you want to keep that? In my heart, I'm screaming, wait, that's your favorite book. Don't you want to keep that? But because it was her favorite book, she wanted to share it and give it away to her best friend. So, I mean, you can teach your children to be givers and to have those values, but it's not going to come naturally because there's so much negativity, and negativity is so much easier to see. So that's something we've got to work on together as families. And that's what Joy for the Journey does. When we come in and we talk to you, you know, we give you practical things. It's not things that's difficult. It's not things that's too hard. It's practical things. It might push you out of your comfort zone a little bit, but it is practical and it is doable, and you can do it, and you'll be energized and motivated that, okay, you know what, I can do this. It's not going to break the bank. It's not going to put already financial strain even bigger, that it can be done and it can be done every day.
And see, that's the thing. Spreading joy, peace and spreading joy takes no energy. To be negative and be a bully and all this other stuff takes a lot of energy. So, Marie, with spreading joy for the journey, how could somebody get a hold of you, and what would they get if they asked you to come and speak? What would be their outcome to ask you to come and speak for them?
They can email me. My email is Marie, M-A-R-I-E, at spreading-joy.org. And what we'll, and just say, hey, I'm interested in having you come and speak to our ladies group or our group. Here's where I'm located. Here's the time frame that I would want you to come and speak. And if you have a specific thing, like, you know, Spreading Joy Daily or reaching out to the community or how to help the community without spending a lot of money, those kind of things, you can let me know ahead of time. If you say, look, we have a church group or a ladies group or a small group that meets, and we just want you to come and just kind of encourage, then what we can do, I can, you know, discuss with you some of the topics that we can go over and we can do. But what's going to happen is if you have, you know, a group of ladies that you get together and we're going to come and talk about joy for the journey, and we're going to laugh and we're going to cut up and we're going to have fun and we're going to be serious and we might even cry. But when all is said and done, they're going to be motivated that, you know, hey, I can make a difference in my community, and I can make a difference in my family, and I can have joy for the journey even though it's difficult right now. And this isn't going to last, but I can have joy, because joy is a choice. Happiness is fleeting, you know. When I'm listening to my favorite song, I'm happy. When my song is done, you know, things are still the way they are. Problems are still there looking at me. But, you know, the question is, do I want to choose joy every day, or do I want to choose happiness sometimes? And so we can cover all of that.
And I'm on spreading-joy.org. You can go over there to the events, and you can see some of the pictures and videos of previous events that Marie does. Up in the right-hand corner, it says donate. You can donate with a Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, or whatever.
Yes, please.
And the address is Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771. Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And Marie, as usual, we're about out of time, but Spreading Joy Daily, how would that raise the spirits of the world?
You know, think about it. If everybody did one thing a day, every day for someone else, somebody they know, somebody they didn't know, a stranger, somebody far away, If everybody was doing that, can you imagine great feeling everybody would have and how happy everybody would be, and there would be so much less trouble and less issues and less fighting, and if people were focused on, okay, today I'm going to make a difference for one person, and this is how. You know, when you're thinking about people every day and other people and how you can make a difference, you're looking for opportunity. And eventually you're not going to have to look so hard for those opportunities because you're going to start noticing them quicker, and they're going to pop right up, and you're going to take every one. And that's what we want to encourage people to do. You're faced with opportunities to impact others every single day. Just take them and do it.
And we're out of time. I want to thank Marie and all the listeners, and you can donate on spreading-joy.org. Down halfway through the page is her address. Marie, give the people some Spreading Joy wisdom, and I will close out the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for having me. And if I can leave you just with one thing, when you are spreading joy to others, you're going to give back so much more than you ever give out. So have fun spreading joy to others and making a difference, and you'll see there is really no joy like spreading joy.
And I want to thank all Marie and all the listeners, and we'll be back Thursday night with Jane A. Symington. We're going to talk about grieving and opening up the soul. So anyway, see you Thursday, Marie. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and all the listeners. And until next time, we say good night.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you for being here and all the listeners.